Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Mike. What are we talking about today, Tiffany? I'm so excited.
I think you'll really like this one because you told me about this movie before. We're talking about Deadpool 2.
That's right.
It's coming back into theaters.
Have you watched it?
I have.
Good.
It's hilarious.
The first one we're talking about. If you guys saw Deadpool from what? 2 or 3 years ago?
I guess.
Yeah, well, you should consider yourselves lucky. If you're young, maybe it's not a good idea. To see Deadpool because it is a superhero movie, but I guess you could say it's a sort of an adult
superhero movie, different than most of the superhero
movies we're used to. And it is actually quite violent, but it's also funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that combination of sort of being, you know, very action packed, but also having some really good laughs was very entertaining and also for me surprising because you went in expecting to see a superhero movie. And you kind of got something that was much different.
Much more entertaining, I think. Well, it was really interesting and really special.
Good movie.
Deadpool 2 is going to come into theaters this summer, so let's take a look and learn a little bit more about the new movie.
Reading.
Deadpool returns to theaters. Deadpool, the mercenary with jokes to spare, is back in his new movie, Deadpool 2. A former Special Forces soldier, and later soldier for hire, Wade Wilson was ready to marry his girlfriend, Vanessa. However, after finding out he had cancer, he left his fiancée so she wouldn't see him die. Wade is then tricked into undergoing what he thinks is experimental cancer treatment by a man named Ajax. In fact, Ajax is trying to turn him into a powerful mutant. This involves painful torture and ends in a fire that scars Wade's entire body. However, it worked. Wade transforms into a mutant with the ability to quickly heal his injuries. He then became Deadpool and tried to hunt down Ajax and get his revenge. Unlike most superheroes, Deadpool has a twisted sense of humor and even talks to the audience. In filmmaking, this is called breaking the fourth wall. The idea is that the movie screen is like a wall that divides the audience from the film's world. Deadpool breaks this wall often by looking at the audience and making jokes. Perhaps no other superhero is as wacky as Deadpool. So don't miss Deadpool 2 in theaters.
All right, so let's take a look at Deadpool 2. It says, Deadpool, the mercenary with jokes to spare, is back in his new movie, Deadpool 2. Okay, so remember, he's a very, very funny kind of superhero.
Yep.
He's always making jokes to the audience as well. See, we've seen the movie, he's often telling jokes to the audience instead.
Mm-hmm. And when someone has something to spare, that means they have a lot of that thing, okay? They have even more than you would expect to use. If someone has ideas to spare, they're very creative. If they have talent to spare, they're very, very talented. They're so talented, they have extra talent left over in case you need some. And back to the article, it says, we're talking about Deadpool, the character. It says, a former Special Forces soldier and later soldier for hire, Wade Wilson was ready to marry his girlfriend, Vanessa. That's kind of where it left off. At the end of the first movie, he's a former Special Forces soldier. A former something is someone who did that job before, but now they've retired. They've moved on to a different work. Special Forces soldier, that's like the super soldiers, like Green Berets or the SAS or the Marines. These guys are super well-trained. Guys and women are super well-trained, very tough, very fit, can kill you with their hands, feet, guns,
very
bombs.
Smart.
Anything like that. They often have to be very smart and tough and strong and brave and all that stuff. A soldier for hire, in the first sentence we had the word mercenary. A mercenary and a soldier for hire are the same thing. Basically, they're soldiers who don't fight for a country, They fight for money. So anyone who pays them, if you pay them enough, they'll fight in a war for you. It's kind of an illegal job, mm-hmm. but it also is a feature of a lot of action movies.
That's right.
And stuff like that. So there you go. He was ready to marry his beautiful girlfriend, Vanessa. That's where Deadpool, the first movie, kind of left off.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. It says, however, after finding out he had cancer...
Oh, I see, yes.
He left his fiancée so she wouldn't see him die.
Oh, we're actually describing the first movie.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So he found out he had cancer and he didn't want to, you know, break his... He didn't want to break Vanessa's heart. So
right.
he left. He left his fiancée. Now, a fiancée is just a woman who is engaged. Mm. And that means this woman is going to get married. Now, this is spelled F-I-A-N-C-E-E with the... On top, with the accent on top of the E. Yeah, and then if you want to talk about a man who is getting engaged, it's also called fiancé, but you lose one E, so it's F-I-A-N-C-E, with just one E.
But the pronunciation is the same for male or female. Fiancé, fiancé. All right, yeah, so he had cancer. Yeah, he had like, you know, weeks to live. He had cancer in every part of his body. It was actually a really sad part of the movie, because they were in love, everything was perfect. And then he was going to die. So he leaves her. He doesn't want his girlfriend, his lover, to watch him get sick and die and go through all that. And then it says Wade is then tricked into undergoing what he thinks is an experimental cancer treatment by a man named Ajax.
Uh-oh.
This is sort of the dark part of the first movie. Yeah, if you're tricked into something, that means someone gives you an idea or presents something to you and then switches it at the last minute into something completely different, often something really, really bad. We're told to be careful on the phone or on the internet when people call and say, hey, if you give me a little bit of money today, I'll give you lots of money tomorrow. Of course, they're trying to trick you into giving them your money. They are not going to give you lots of money tomorrow.
No.
It's a trick. And when you fall for a trick, you could also say you were tricked into giving someone money, tricked into doing something that is actually bad for you. So he was tricked into this.
Mm-hmm.
They said, we can help to save your life if you undergo this experimental cancer treatment.
Right. When you undergo something, it means you kind of experience or you kind of go through something.
Mm.
So, for example, we see that he is going... for example, we could take a look at a sentence. It says, he is undergoing surgery or he's undergoing an operation right now. That means this person is going through something. This person is experiencing surgery right now. So he's trying to undergo this cancer treatment, this experimental cancer treatment. But, of course, he was tricked into that.
That's right. The idea also with undergo is it's not a pleasant experience. It's tough. It's painful. It's difficult, probably. And, yes, if you're using it in the past tense, you might say, my grandmother underwent surgery last year. Go, went, say, stays the same. So undergo now, underwent in the past. All right, let's move on. We have this vocab word, experimental. Something that is experimental, this adjective means it is something that is still being tested. They still haven't figured out every part of it. They still haven't given it a license or a certification. It says, it works. No, they're finding out if it works. They're running through all the different possibilities. This is what scientists do. They'll have experimental medicines for a disease they hope to cure in the future. They'll have experimental ideas that they're testing. And, for example, we could say the experimental plane flies faster than the speed of sound.
Ooh.
Right? But it's not a plane we can buy a ticket for. It's still being tested. It's experimental. So who's this Ajax guy?
Oh, let's find out who he is. He sounds pretty evil.
Yes.
It says, in fact, Ajax is trying to turn him into a powerful mutant.
Mm.
So because of all the special skills that he has, remember he was in the special forces, he's very good, he's very smart. So Ajax is trying to turn him into something else, into a mutant for himself. Maybe to, I guess, destroy the world or something.
Things
usually,
like that.
That's what happens.
An evil super soldier.
Yeah, kind of like Captain America. Right?
Yeah, kind of like that, but evil.
more evil. Now, mm-hmm. he wants to turn, or Ajax wants to turn Deadpool into a powerful mutant. A mutant is an animal or a plant that is not normal. That means their genes or their DNA has been changed around to, you know, become better or become to do something different. For example, we all know this, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
They're mutants.
Yes,
they're Ninja Turtles too.
Exactly. So they're not like, you know, the cute little normal turtles that we see.
No.
They've actually, their genes have been changed around, so they're actually really strong, and
yes.
they can fight people, and they can talk, and they eat pizza.
That's right.
So the bad guy here, Ajax, wants to turn him into something different. And we just say in Chinese, that's kind of like 基因改良.
Now remember, of course, mutants in comic books, like the X-Men and mutants in real life, are very different.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to be a mutant. It doesn't automatically mean you'll be able to shoot lasers out of your eyes or have, you know, giant claws coming out of your hands. It's in the comic books that this is very, very popular. Anyways, back in the article, it says, how do you turn someone in a mutant into a mutant? It says, this involves painful torture and ends in a fire that scars Wade's entire body. Yes, this is the darkest, scariest part of the movie, I would have to say. I watched it the other day again, and I almost wanted to fast forward through this part of the movie because it's so sad and terrible, and such terrible things are happening to Wade. It involves painful torture, not good, and ends in a fire that scars Wade's entire body.
Ouch.
Bad times. Okay, if something involves something else, we're using involve here, of course, as a verb, and we're saying that something is a part of something else, all right? So generally, we would say that the bigger thing, it involves the smaller thing. This test involves a written section and a listening section, all right? This holiday package involves your airplane tickets, your hotels, and your daily tours. That's what you get included in the airline package, all right? So if something involves something, that means that one thing is included in another larger thing. And I'd have to say that a holiday package, or really anything that involves painful torture, is something I'm... No, thanks.
No, I'm not going to sign up for that.
You have fun, but I'm good. What is painful torture?
Well, when you torture someone... Okay, let's first learn about what it means as a verb. Okay, when you torture someone, it means you cause someone pain as a way to punish them.
Please, stop!
Or to force someone to maybe do or say something.
I'll tell you all the secrets.
So... torture as a noun just means the act of doing that. So a lot of times, you know, we see in a lot of the action movies, the bad guys torture somebody to get information. Or it could be the other way around. The police torture the bad guys to get information out of them.
They're breaking your bones slowly or hanging you by your thumbs. If you go to if you go to a European castle too, they often have an area where they show you machines that they use to torture people by stretching them or hanging them or burning them or doing terrible things to people in order to usually get something out of them. Get them to confess to a crime or tell their secrets.
Tell information.
Or like
So for example, we say the bad guys tortured the soldier before releasing him.
Oh, they released him?
Yeah.
Well, that was nice of
them.
They have to torture him?
I don't know. Maybe they wanted to get information about
If you get tortured or if you get hurt or attacked or get in a fight, you could be scarred, all right? To scar something, here we're using it as a verb. When we talk about it, a scar as a noun, which is much more common, basically it's one of those marks on your skin that shows where you got a bad injury before. If you cut yourself with some glass, say by stepping on some glass, it might go quite deep. If you have a deep cut, they'll probably, you know, close it up and it will heal. But years later, you'll still have a mark on your skin. Often when you get a suntan, the scar will be a little bit whiter than the brown skin around it. That's a scar. So when we use scar as a verb, to scar, we're just talking about making that mark, all right? So for example, you could say, John was scarred by the glass that he stepped on, right?
Ouch,
on glass, it went really deep, bad cut. It would scar you. It would give you a scar.
Mm-hmm.
I got a scar right here. Do you
see it? I see it.
I fell off a bike when I was 2.
Oh, I have one on my leg.
Do you?
I fell off my bike too when I was a girl, young girl.
How old were you?
I think I was about 5
or something. I win. You're goofier. I win.
Yeah, and I got a scar on my leg as well from that.
Oh, well,
tiny
you're
one.
Still lovely.
Oh, you too.
Well, thanks, except for that part of my head. Anyways, back to the article.
All right, so it says, however it worked, Wade, however it worked, Wade transforms into a mutant.
Kind of an ugly mutant, yeah. But a mutant.
Yeah, with the ability to quickly heal his injuries. Ooh,
right.
That's actually a really great ability to
very
have.
Handy.
Okay, so we see that Wade transforms into a mutant. When you transform, it's a verb and it means to change into something completely, into something else completely. Mm-hmm. And usually transform can be a good thing. For example, we know the movie Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the robot aliens transform into cars.
That's where the name comes
from.
Yeah,
exactly. That's where we get the name of the movie.
Mm.
For example, we can also say the new paint completely transformed the room. That means it completely changed the look of the room. So it's a good thing.
All right. Almost like it was a whole brand new thing. It's like magic. Anyways, back to the article. So now Wade becomes a super powerful but slightly ugly mutant. He then became Deadpool and tried to hunt down Ajax and get his revenge. That's right. He gets out of this prison where they're keeping him, finds his friends again, decides to get his revenge on the people who did these terrible things to him, namely this evil guy, Ajax. What is revenge? Revenge is the noun. Basically, it's getting someone back for something that they did to hurt you. Mm-hmm. We often see this in movies, you know. There'll be the brother standing over his dead brother, and he'll say, I will get revenge on you, El Guapo, or something like that. Basically, I'm going to do everything I can for the rest of my life to kill you because you killed my brother, or hurt you because you hurt me and my family. Of course, revenge is great in stories. It's a lot of fun in The Count of Monte Cristo, for example, but it's kind of dangerous and poisonous and a bad thing in real life. What's the old expression? When you set off for revenge, make sure to dig 2 graves, one for your enemy, but maybe also one for you, because revenge is bad. And of course, if you kill someone because they killed someone you love, the police won't care. You still killed someone. You'll still go to jail.
That's all right. Right.
Let's get back to the example sentence. The hero swore to get revenge on his enemy, El Guapo.
El Guapo. This also reminds me of Batman as well. I know in Batman, he tries to get revenge for the person who killed his
parents. Mother and father. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get you.
Yeah. Mm. All right, so let's continue reading. It says, unlike most superheroes, Deadpool has a twisted sense of humor and even talks to the audience.
That's so true.
Remember, we say that Deadpool was quite interesting. Interesting of a superhero. He has a sense of humor. He has a lot of jokes. And he even talks to the audience.
He'll kind of turn to the camera and talk to you as the audience, which, of course, is not something that happens in most movies. It's very funny.
To have a sense of something is a phrase, and it means to talk about a feeling or have the ability of something. So, for example, if you have a sense of humor, it means that you have the ability to laugh at things or to make jokes and to see things in a funny way, just like Mike.
Okay, so yes, Deadpool will sometimes turn to the camera and talk to us, the audience, as if we're right there in the room. And it says in filmmaking, and also in TV or theater, this is called breaking the fourth wall, as if the screen is a wall. And if you talk through the screen, talk to the audience, you're breaking the fourth wall. It's funny, but it is kind of an unusual thing.
Yeah, it's not really normal.
You don't see it that often.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. It says, the idea is that the movie screen is like a wall that divides the audience from the film's world. So when you divide A from B, this phrase just means to separate A from B. So like we mentioned, in most movies or even in plays, usually the actors don't talk to the audience. Mm-hmm. But in Deadpool, we see that he does that. Or Deadpool does do this, and this is why the movie is also quite special as well.
There you go. Let's read on. It says, Deadpool breaks this wall often by looking at the audience and making jokes. And yeah, it's a very enjoyable part of the movie.
So let's continue reading. It says, perhaps no other superhero is as wacky as Deadpool, so don't miss Deadpool 2 in theaters. Now, we see a grammar point here. We said no other something. Okay, this means it's a way for us to compare something, to compare one thing to another thing. So we could say no other noun or no other subject is or are, depending what your subject is, as, so, or is as, or is so, and then we add our adjective or adverb, then we add as another noun. So we're comparing two things. For example, we can say, no other mom is as wonderful as my mom. Or I can say, there is no other movie as funny as Deadpool. Of course, we can also change it around, and we can use the normal way of comparing where we add er to adjectives. We can say, Deadpool is funnier than any other movie.
And there, of course, we described Deadpool and his whole character as being wacky. If something's wacky, it's kind of weird, it's funny, zany might be another word. It's very entertaining and kind of a crazy and probably quite energetic way. Jim Carrey is famous for some of his wacky characters. And often when we think of comedy and that kind of thing, we think of the word wacky. So Deadpool definitely is one of the wackiest superheroes out there. And I can't wait. This sounds like a great movie. I don't really care too much about the story. If they have a lot of the same jokes and action and fun as the first movie, I think it'll be quite entertaining.
All right, so that's all the time that we have for now. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, who is your favorite superhero? Why? For me, I think I have a lot of superheroes that I like, but one of my favorites, I have to say Batman.
Batman? That's, yeah.
Okay, is that your favorite too?
One off my list. Sure, Batman's the best.
Batman's super cool.
Yes, absolutely.
I like Batman because I like his story as well.
His story is very interesting. It's kind of dark.
His story is kind of dark, but it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I really like that. I think for me, my superheroes, I like reading about the superheroes and like, you know, kind of their backstory, why they became this way. So I like Batman because of that. And he has a lot of cool weapons and stuff too.
Okay, that's a pretty good one. Batman would be one. I guess in the Marvel universe, I kind of like Ant-Man.
Oh, okay.
I thought Ant-Man, the movie, was quite fun.
Oh, and
you know,
funny.
It was a little wacky as well, using a word from our article. And also just seeing him running around really, really tiny and having the rest of the world be big, that's kind of just cool to see in the screen, you know, when he's like sliding down the plug of a sink or something like that. That's kind of fun. So what about you guys? Who is your favorite superhero? And most importantly, why is he or she your favorite superhero? Oh, I didn't mention Black Panther.
Oh, yeah, he's really cool.
Oh, he's cool too.
Man, we have a long list. All right, so you guys think about it. We'll see you guys soon.
Then there's The Watchmen.
Deadpool returns to theaters. Deadpool, the mercenary with jokes to spare, is back in his new movie, Deadpool 2. A former Special Forces soldier, and later soldier for hire, Wade Wilson was ready to marry his girlfriend, Vanessa. However, after finding out he had cancer, he left his fiancée so she wouldn't see him die. Wade is then tricked into undergoing what he thinks is experimental cancer treatment by a man named Ajax. In fact, Ajax is trying to turn him into a powerful mutant. This involves painful torture and ends in a fire that scars Wade's entire body. However, it worked. Wade transforms into a mutant with the ability to quickly heal his injuries. He then became Deadpool and tried to hunt down Ajax and get his revenge. Unlike most superheroes, Deadpool has a twisted sense of humor and even talks to the audience. In filmmaking, this is called breaking the fourth wall. The idea is that the movie screen is like a wall that divides the audience from the film's world. Deadpool breaks this wall often by looking at the audience and making jokes. Perhaps no other superhero is as wacky as Deadpool. So don't miss Deadpool 2 in theaters.
Vocabulary Review. Experimental. This inventor has created lots of experimental musical instruments. Some sound great, others are useless. Involve. Planning the school festival involved choosing the day and deciding what each class wanted to do. Torture. The secret police tried torture to make the suspects talk to them, but they didn't discover anything useful. Scar. While cooking, George burned himself on a hot pan and scarred his finger. Transform. This creative artist collects garbage and transforms it into artwork. Revenge. John stole my girlfriend, and now I want my revenge.